Well, this is the segment, brand new segment we created a couple of weeks ago. And so many of you have taken time to call in over the past couple of weeks. Your chance to host the show. I turn the show over to you. It is you be the host. You get to call in and talk with trainer Del Romans on this Saturday morning. Mike Smith was here 2 weeks ago, Ramon Dominguez last week, and now Del Romans kind enough to spend some time talking with you, HRN Nation. So the phone number to call, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776. Call in now. Dale is with me, and he'll answer your questions live on the show, or you can email your question to me, mike@horseracingradio.net. Dale, appreciate the visit, my friend.
Hey, it's always good to hang out with you.
Yeah, of course, you'll be back later, 10:30 Eastern, with Tim Wilkin on I Ask, They Answer. I do have a question via email that was submitted by Sally Ellen in Maryland, and she wants to know how you found your experience when judging the Maryland Horse Breeders Association yearling show back in 2017.
Hey, that's a good question. That was one of the greatest weekends of my life, I tell you, and it was an honor to do. You look down through the list of guys that have gone over there and done it, from Alan Jerkins or Woody Stevens and Leroy Jolly, the hero, my heroes growing up, and then for them to invite me and Tammy, she helped me the whole time. It was just an extremely fun event, and I'm waiting on another invitation to come back.
Well, she also wanted to thank you from a showman's point of view for changing up the class procedures. I guess allowing the yearlings to walk around the ring clockwise with the horses on the inside of the handler until the judge was ready. And she said it made a big difference to those that were on the shanks that day.
It was. She was a lot of help. That was a really fun day. And like I said, call me again. We'll come back. Can't never pass up a chance for crab cakes.
All right, your chance to talk to trainer Dale Romans. If you've ever had a question you wanted to ask Dale, now is the time to do it. This next 15 minutes is all about you. You be the host of the show, 888-966-4776, the number to call. Gus is in Florida. Gus, go ahead. You're on the line with Dale Romans.
Hey, Dale, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Gus. What's going on today?
Not much. Not this time. I mean, he's becoming a very prominent sire. I mean, he's got probably the favorite today in the LeCompte at the fairgrounds. He also has a simplification probably in a couple weeks in the Holy Bull. Just what did you see in him, and what do you think his potential is as a sire, especially going to longer distances?
No, let me tell you something. He was a horse that he had a minor injury when he was a baby. So we didn't know how long he could make it, but the four races I had him, I think he's the best dirt horse I ever had by far. And he was just the absolute perfect horse. He had a class about the way he acted. He had the looks. He had a deep pedigree. You know, he's a half brother to Liam's Map. His sister, Taylor S., I got her first full stand here looking at me right now at the barn. He's just got all the parts to be the next Stormcat. And now he's getting, the mares that foal this year are all the quality grade one, race mares, grade one producers. He's got some great mares coming, and it's doing great right now, but it's going to be exciting when these good mares, he moves them all up, and it's no telling how good he can get.
All right. 888. No, go ahead, Gus. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was going to say, that's great to hear, Dale, and best wishes on with Giants game going through the Triple Crown.
Thank you. I got Howling Time too. He just worked this morning. Don't forget about him. He's in at this time. Keep your eye out for him.
All right, Gus in Florida, appreciate the phone call. 888-966-476. If you want to talk to Dale Romans, you can do it right now. 888-966-HRRN. Call Dale and ask him anything you've always wanted to ask him. Dale, I noticed that we had somebody that was kind of hating on the beard on social media. Wanted to know when you were going to shave off that, as they called it, ridiculously looking beard. I think it looks cool.
I liked it, but it's gone. It's been gone since the first of the year. So, yeah, it's cut 20 years off of my life, they said.
It probably did. I always thought it looked kind of good. It kind of set you apart.
Right. It was a little different. It's something, I never had a beard. I grew one from the pandemic, and I left it for a while. It's gone, though.
How come you wanted to grow one? What led you to do that?
But just being bored, locked in the house, and then I got used to not shaving.
All right, 888 866-477-6, the number to call. Ask Dale Romans anything you'd like. He's had a storied career, and I tell you all the time that it's a sport filled with characters and character, and Dale is certainly one of those. He's larger than life in the game of thoroughbred racing, and you get a chance to talk to him right here on You Be the Host. Dale, there's going to be people that are gun-shy and don't want to call in because they don't want to be on radio, so we'll encourage them, too, that they can email us, mike@horseracingradio.net, if they want to ask you a question that way. I have a question for you. So your greatest training feat of all time, if you could pick one, what would that training feat be?
Little Mike going a mile and a half in the Breeders' Cup turf. I thought, you had Ramon on last week, and we had been planning on running that horse in the mile, and it looked like Wise Dan was just unbeatable. And everybody thought that little Mike was just a miler, and they said he got lucky going a mile and a quarter, and only to a million they let us go. And Carlo and I talked about it the day before entry. Said we've got to go in the mile and a half, and so we'd be on the lead all the way around, I thought. And then you get to form, and I said, there's two speed horses in the race. We can't get in front of them where we need to be and win. So in the paddock, we told Ramon, to just sit third, act like you're on the lead. They'll collapse in front of you. You'll inherit the lead at the eighth pole and just ride your ass off to the wire. And that's exactly how it happened. And Ramon, that has to be the signature race of his career. I know it's the biggest race he ever won. But there aren't many people could have gotten that horse to shut off and train and run the way he did like Ramon did. So fast forward a few years later, Ramon's retired. And they had all the Hall of Fame great jockeys at Saratoga. And I see him in the parking lot when I came out. He's all excited, like a kid in a candy store. He said, you won't believe what I was just doing. He said, I was talking to Georgie Velasquez and Lafitte Pinkai and Angel Cordero. We were all over there talking. And Jacinto Vasquez. I said, you silly son, man. Don't you realize you were every bit as good, if not better, than every one of them? And, you know, Ramon always collects his thoughts. He took a minute. He looked at me. He said, I think you're biased because we did something special together.
In true Ramon fashion.
Yeah, in true Ramon fashion. I sat there and thought about it, man. And I said, you know, that we've been this business and this sport has given me a chance to do a lot of special things. But that was one of the most special.
All right, we go north of the border for our next caller. That's Lou in Toronto. Lou, go ahead. You're on the phone with Dale Romans.
Hey, Dale. Hi, Mike. I want to welcome both of you to the podcast, and I have a question for you, Dale. Going around the world and traveling, I know you've probably been up to Woodbine. What kind of fondest memories you have of that coming north of the border? Also, traveling around the world, our listening audience a little bit of a play on how you're feeling about and where you've been and any good times you've had.
Well, yeah, Canada, I've only been there, believe it or not, a couple of times. And the first time I went to, I've run some up there, but I didn't get to go. The first time I went was just to go up on a vacation trip and went to the races just for fun. But I love Canadian racing. We've run a few there and won a couple of races, but it's beautiful. But the main place I've gone, I've been to Dubai 8 times. I've been to Hong Kong to race. Horse racing is a great equalizer all around the world. And we all do it basically the same way. And people you run into everywhere when you travel the world are all the same. We all love racing. We all love horses. And it becomes a big party, and it's been a lot of fun. But it's hard to beat Hong Kong or Dubai. Both of them are just so much excitement and such big races, and so many people turn out, and it's just – totally first-class event. Again, you get to be around greatness in this game. And that's one of the, there's so many good things about horse racing, but that's one of them. It just makes everybody equal around the world.
You know, this segment is called You Be the Host. I turn the show over to listeners, and they get to host the show. And Lou nailed it when he called in. Lou, that was outstanding. Welcome both of us to the podcast. He didn't just ask you a question. He opened the show, Dale.
I like that. Come on now, yeah. Other people don't need to be afraid. Call and ask.
Yeah, you've done it before. You hijacked the show. I remember that one morning at Keeneland.
Yeah, I had to get you started one day. Yeah, that was fun.
I do have an email here. John in Maryland wants to know, what's your favorite memory of Shackelford?
There's so many good ones in Shackelford, but I think coming from Maryland, he knows which one's my fondest. When he took the cut the corner at Pimlico and opened up two, and then held off the Derby winner to win the Preakness. And, you know, if you win a Classic, that just puts your career on a different level. And I've been third in the Preakness three times, but we did get to win it once. And that was a great day. It's a great day as a trainer. I remember that next morning I woke up with a little headache. I don't remember why. And the phone rings. It was Jack Vanberg. And then that old gruff voice, he said, "Welcome to the club, boy. You're a Classic winning trainer now." I said, "It doesn't get any better than that."
All right, call in now, 888-966-4776. Your chance to be the host of the show and talk with trainer Dale Romans. Todd is in Minnesota. Todd, go ahead. You're on with Dale Romans.
Hello, Dale. Yeah, and thanks for telling me about howling time on Halloween. That was fantastic. Had a nice bet on
him. That worked out, didn't it?
But yeah, that was a good hunch bet.
Yes.
Okay, first off, I got a compliment and then a question for you. I want to thank you for being so honest with your answers and not worrying about being politically correct. And this is going to be kind of a dumb answer, but being you're so even-keeled, you probably don't care. But what do you feel about winning the Derby, or how much do you put the attention, or what would it mean to you?
That's first of all, thank you. And I don't know about how to be politically correct, and it's probably causing me problems in my life. But no, the Derby is center for the biggest thing we're all looking for. All of us are working for the same thing. In my career now, especially with the help from the All Balls and a lot of the good owners I have, but All Balls, we've got a program strictly to get to the Derby, and we've been able to do it four times. But Jason, that manages the team of All Ball Racing, told me our goals have changed. It's not to get to the Derby more, it's to win the Derby. So it's about 80% of my focus in my life.
Okay, well, good luck. I know you got a couple contenders probably this year, so hopefully they stay healthy, and I hope you win it. You deserve it.
Thank you, buddy. We got a couple going that way.
All right, 888-966-4776. You have about 5 minutes left in this segment to be the host of the show. Again, we do this every Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern. You get to call in and ask questions, which is kind of nice. I get a little break here, Dale. I like this. Our listeners are asking great questions, too.
They are asking good questions. You have intelligent listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been working on it for a long time. We've been doing this
right.
A while. And
you've been educating them for a while.
888-966-4776. Matt is in Louisville. Matt, you are on the line with Dale Romans. Go ahead.
Hey, Dale. Welcome to the show. Always glad to have you. I was just calling about family time. You owe me a lot of money on that Tapeta racetrack, and I'm seeing what made you think you'd like Tapeta, and also how's Giant Game doing? I had him 35-1 pre-Derby odds.
First of all, Giant Game's doing great. He hasn't missed a beat since we put him back on the serious schedule after Breeders' Cup. He hasn't missed a beat. He's worked great down here, and we're pointing towards the Holy Bull. But I hate to tell you, handicapping a lot of times, you can make a mistake and fall into a winner's circle. Family Time ran on the dirt over here. We didn't run on the Tapeta. But she did run very well, and Corey rode her well. And, we've kind of figured out with her. If she can get to the lead, she's hard to get by. And that's what happened the other day, and she paid $30. And a lot of people, a lot of my friends made a lot of money.
Thank you, Dale.
All right.
All right, still a couple minutes left, 888-966-4776. I love when these listeners welcome us to the program. They're welcoming you. They're thanking you for joining us. This is fantastic.
It's good stuff.
All right, couple minutes left, 888-966-4776. Eric is in West Virginia, and he sends a note to the show. And, again, that's another way to do it, mike@horseracingradio.net. And he said, "Could Dale please spend a minute talking about Roses in May?" All right, there you go, Dale.
There you go. Roses in May is a great story. He was my first grade one winner, and he had been with Todd Fletcher, and he had injured a tendon. He was turned out. And Ken Ramsey, I went up when I first started working for him, inspecting all the babies, and there's a three-year-old in the barn, and he does have a tendon. So on the way back, I called Ken, and I said, "Ken, I'll tell you about your babies later, but I love that dark horse, and we need to get him off this little racetrack. Can I bring him on in?" He said, "You can have him." It's a pretty good story. He said, but did you go to the coal barn where the horses were selling? I said, "No, I didn't." So I whipped in there, and they pull out five horses that are going through the sale that with no reserve. And this big, pretty chestnut walks out. I said, damn, that's a nice horse. So I get back in the car and call Ken. I said, keep the chestnut. Well, the chestnut ended up being Kitten's Joy. The bay horse was Rose in the May. So if I didn't see Rose in the May, I never know about Kitten's Joy. And that trip to up there changed my entire life. But he was a tough horse to train. But he wanted to get out. You know, he pulled it outside, and he had a bad feet. He always was cracking a hoof or something. And it's like hangnails, they get quarter cracks. And he was had one in every foot all the time. And he had that old tendon you had to work on. But when I never had a horse that could go so fast early and never get tired. We're in Dubai for the World Cup, and we draw the 12-hole on outside, which ended up being pretty good because it was a one-turn mile and a quarter. And we're talking. Ken's telling Johnny, you know, you go to the lead and slow him down. I kind of interrupt. I said, listen, Johnny, go to the lead and go fast because it's going to pull them all out of their race. They're all going to be chasing you, and none of them will be able to finish. And if you watch, it looks like Choctaw Nation's going to fly by him, and he just hits the wall, and old Rose just never got tired and kept right on going. And after the press conference and everything, I'm going back to the barn, and there was nobody there but me and him, and it was pitch black outside, and I went and put him in a sand pit and let him roll around. I said, you just bailed me out of a lot of traps, buddy. Thank you very much.
What a great story. Yeah. One more caller on the line. We do have time for one more call. It's Don in Nashville. Don, go ahead. You're on with Dale Romans.
Dale, I just wanted to tell you that I've been to the Churchill Downs many times, and I've been to the Derby many, many years. And the one enjoyment that I get every time I'm there is when I can see you down saddling your horses and mingling with the crowd and just being an all right gentleman. And I appreciate that, and I wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, thank you, Don. Next time you're there, yell at me. You come sit with me in the box for a race. So,
all right,
I can't believe how many racing fans come out of Tennessee, and there's no racing down there. I don't know where they got connected, but there's a whole brigade of them.
Yeah, yeah, there really is. Don, appreciate the phone call.
Yep.
We ended up dropping Don right after he asked the question, so he didn't get a chance to respond. But that's a very nice offer, and I'm sure Don will take you up on that when he sees you at Churchill next time, Dale.
Sounds good.
All right. Dale Romans, you be the host. I appreciate everybody who called in. Well, thank you, and thank you for sending those emails to the show, too. Dale, appreciate you taking some time, my friend, and we're going to look forward to catching up again in about 10 minutes with I Ask, They Answer.
We got a lot to talk about. See you. Talk to you in a minute.